Unit 7, page 62, Icarus and Daedalus.
About the author. The myth of Icarus and Daedalus was originally written in Latin by the ancient Roman poet Ovid. Many translations of the story have been written and told. The ancient people of Greece and Rome had many such stories, and today we read them and learn about these cultures. What stories do you know from your ancient culture? And what lessons do they mean to teach? Part 1. There once was a very clever man named Daedalus. He was the wisest man alive. He was an architect and could build anything. Daedalus did important work for the king of Crete, Minos. Once, Daedalus made the king very angry. The king locked Daedalus and his young son Icarus in a tower on an island. Daedalus and his son escaped from the tower, but it was impossible to escape from the island, since every ship that came or went was well guarded by order of the king. Nevertheless, after many years on the island, the clever architect thought of an escape plan. Day by day, year by year, he gathered feathers that birds dropped from the sky. He took the thousands of feathers and made a pair of wings, sticking them together with wax. When they were done, Daedalus put them on his shoulders, and by waving his arms, he floated in the air. He practiced and practiced, and in the end, he could fly like a bird. He started to work on a smaller pair of wings for his son Icarus. He carefully taught Icarus how to use them. As Icarus learned how to fly, Daedalus said to his son, "Remember, don't fly very low, because the water of the sea will make you heavy and you will fall. Do not fly too high, because the sun will melt the wax, and you will fall." The young Icarus didn't listen to his father. His father's warnings went in one ear and out of the other. Who could remember to be careful when he was going to fly for the first time? Are birds careful? No. The only idea in the boy's head was to escape from the island. Part 2. The great day came. There was a good wind. Daedalus first put on his wings, and he waited to see that all was well with Icarus, because they could not fly hand in hand. Up they went, the boy after his father. At first Icarus was afraid, but soon he felt wonderful, as free as a bird in the sky. Like a child lifted by his mother, he forgot everything in the world but his joy. He forgot his prison and even his father, who was far away from him in the sky. He stretched out his arms to the sky and flew as high as he could. He wanted to reach the sun. The air got warmer and warmer. His wings hung down. He waved his young arms wildly as he suddenly remembered what his father had told him. The heat of the sun was melting the wax from his wings. The feathers were falling, one by one, like snowflakes, and there was no one to help. He fell like a leaf, down, down, down. With one long scream that Daedalus heard far away, Daedalus searched for his poor son, but found only the feathers floating on the water, and he knew that Icarus had drowned. In his sadness, Daedalus hung up his wings. He never tried to fly again.